Praise the Lord. Friday, I have come so that they may have life and life to the full. But there's one thing that you should put in your mind. There's life after death, and you need to prepare for it from now. The disciple asked the Lord, which time you will come again? As we discussed earlier last week, that he rose from the dead, and before he ascended to heaven, they asked him in Acts chapter 1, verse 6 and 7, they asked him, when they therefore will come together, they asked of him, saying, Lord, will thou at this time restore again the kingdom to Israel? And he said unto them, it is not for you to know the time of all the season which the Father has put in his own power. We don't know which time he will come. In the Bible there is a description about the events of his coming, and the Bible has very full details about not what is going in heaven or about his coming, but the full details of how we need to prepare ourselves before he will come. It is not our business, the events in the future, but our business today. As Paul says, our communication, our conversation is in heaven. In book of 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 and verse 13 to verse 18, Apostle Paul describes 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 verse 13 to verse 18, the events of when he will come. He described that when he will come, those dead in Christ, they will rise first, and they will descend with him. Therefore, that those dead in Christ, therefore is in heaven, as we discussed in the third, and it will go down, and their body that is buried on earth will rise up. The soul and the body will be united, and they will descend with a glorified body with Christ. And we, who are still alive, we will be caught in the cloud, and we will meet the Lord in the air. Let's read. What a glorious and beautiful moment. You know, people, they are booking a trip, they will go here and there, but we should not miss such a trip, that when he will come, we'll be caught with him in the air. Amen? That's why we really need to prepare ourselves with all of our makeup of righteousness. Yeah? As we have here also in the beginning, we cannot serve to either God or man, or God, or mammon, the material things. And we need really to choose God at the end of the day. We cannot change the scriptures. We have to abide with the will of God. It says in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 13 onward, but I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that ye sorrow not, even as others which have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so then, also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. So there is resurrection of those who are dead in Christ. How about the wicked? Not yet the time. The wicked, the soul of the wicked, they go to hell, their body buried. When Christ will come, they will still remain on that place, but the righteous will rise from the dead, then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Therefore, comfort one another with this word. That is the future that God had planned for us, and this is the moment that will take place, which time we don't know, but we must be sure that we make ourselves ready for this moment. Before we continue to pray, Lord, I thank you for tonight. Come before the name of Jesus. Whatever your purpose of sending this word to me and to your church, let your purpose prevail and let be fruit, O God. I pray, O Lord, that people will hear you, people will work out their salvation, and they prepare themselves from now to be cleansed from sin, so that when you will come, O Lord, we'll be clean and be caught up in the cloud to meet you in the air with those who are receiving us, O Lord, when they will rise from the dead. O God, I pray, take the message and impart wisdom and humility and understanding in the life of your church and your people. We thank you, Lord, and we bless you. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. Paul spoke more about the resurrection of the dead. Let's go to the 1 Corinthians chapter 15. And let's read from verse 39. As we read, then our faith will increase. And because the scriptures remind us of the truth of God, and we really encourage us and make us focus on the things that we should not miss. It might be today we are being focused on things that are unworthy, and when we think and focus on things unworthy, we ourselves will become also unworthy. But when we think on things that is kingdom principles and God concern, then we will be worthy of the calling that God has called us. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 39, Apostle Paul is complaining about the resurrection of the dead. He says, all flesh is not the same flesh, but there is one kind of flesh of man, another flesh of beasts, another of fishes, and another of birds. Verse 40, there are also celestial bodies, and these are heavenly bodies, and bodies celestial, that is earthly, natural bodies. But the glory of the celestial is one, and the glory of the celestial is another. There is one glory of the sun, and another glory of the moon, and another glory of the stars, for one star different from another star in glory. So also is the resurrection of the dead. It is sown in corruption, it is raised in incorruption. So, as we are alive, that is, we have certain glory in our body, that is celestial body, natural. But the celestial, the heavenly body, it has another glory. So what he's saying, don't miss. Although your body now and your life have glory, but don't miss the heavenly glory that is awaiting for you. Focus on the most important thing. Accept suffering and the hardship so that you will become worthy when he will come. So, this body, it is, so also the resurrection of the dead. This body is sown in corruption, the flesh. When it is raised up, it is incorruption. There is no corruption in it. The state of our life will determine what kind of resurrection you deserve. It is sown in dishonor. It is raised in glory. It is sown in weakness. It is raised in power. Our body weak. We have to care for it. We have to feed it. We have to dress. We have to put shoes in our feet. We have to brush our teeth. When we get sick, we need to go to doctor. That is where the the dishonor, the weakness, but when we resurrect it, he will resurrect it in power and also in glory. The resurrected body, we don't need to eat or drink or brush our teeth, or we're not going to get sick. Amen. So for our momentary troubles, we need to bear it until we'll be clothed from heaven by the heavenly body. Verse 44, it is sown in natural body. It is raised in a spiritual body. There is natural body and there is spiritual body. And so it is written, the first man, Adam, was made a living soul. The last Adam was made a quickening spirit. The first Adam, that's where we get the flesh. But when Christ came and when we are born again, then we can receive the Spirit of God. And that is a way for us to have the spiritual body. The first man is of the earth, Adam of the earth, our parents from the earth, earthly. The second man is the Lord from heaven. Verse 48, as is the earthly, such are they also that are earthly. And as it is the heavenly, such are they also that are heavenly. And as we have borne the image of the earthly, we shall also bear the image of the heavenly. So here, there is image that we get from our parents, from Adam, but there is also image we get from the heavenly, the Lord Jesus Christ. We have the spiritual bodies when He will come. Now this is, I say, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God. We cannot enter the kingdom of God with our bodies, how it is fit, handsome and beautiful and well cared, that we cannot enter with these bodies into the kingdom of God. So these are just disposable things, but we have to watch out for the heavenly bodies now. Neither does corruption inherit incorruption. Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed. We shall be changed in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, and the last trump. For the trump shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible. The dead in Christ, not the wicked dead. The believer dead, the follower of Christ, shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. For this corruption must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. So when this corruption will have put on incorruption, and this mortal shall have put immortality, then shall be brought to pass the thing that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. That's the time when He will come and our body change to the spiritual body by just winning of eye, then death is swallowed up in victory. Not only the devil, but also death. The fear of death will go away. And Apostle Paul wrote also in Romans chapter 8, until that moment will take place, we don't know which time. We are groaning, we are looking for it. You know, sometimes we are looking for other things, but we have forget the very important appointment that the Lord has set on His stand. This appointment we should not really miss. In book of Romans chapter 8 and verse 22 and 23, Apostle Paul wrote that, he says, for we know that the whole creation groaneth and travaileth in pain together until now. Everyone in pain, because this flesh, whatever the person is, inside is fear, insecurity, because soul and body are weak. As we receive the Spirit of God, that is the way that we are strengthened. And that's why we need to get our spiritual food on time, so that our focus will be continued the same. For we know that the whole creation groaneth and travailed in pain together until now, and not only they, but ourselves also. Not only those before us, but even we, which have the first fruit of the Spirit, that when Christ raised from the dead, even we ourselves groan within ourselves, waiting for the adoption, to win the redemption of our bodies. We are waiting that our body will be redeemed. We are redeemed by the blood of Jesus. We are adopted by Son. But which time this body will be changed, that is under the change, there is groaning inside, longing to that moment to take place. In the book of Philippians. And let us read what Paul spoke about the resurrection of the dead. Now we think about the events that God had programmed, but let us see the groaning of Paul as he is waiting for that moment. It is, when you read the scriptures, it is really putting the right to God. If we die before He comes and we are righteous, our soul will go with the Lord, but our body will be on the earth. So, until He would come, that soul separated from the body. But when He will come, then the body resurrected will be not with the soul, and will be with the Lord, and with the whole church, with the whole body of Christ. Apostle Paul lived this event. You know, he lived it in his spirit, it was in his mind, it programmed his life. But I want to say here, certain time we are out of these events, and these events are not in our mind. God wants to remind us today that we should waiting for the moment of the resurrection. Our happiness should be on heavenly things. In Philippians chapter 3 and verse 10 onwards, Apostle Paul says, he says verse 10, what is his desire? That I may know him. And the power of his resurrection. He know Christ, but still his body not yet redeemed, our body not yet redeemed. We need to know the power of His. We have to experience the power of His resurrection. We have to live this moment that will take place in the future. We have to live it daily in our life, translated into our action and attitude and decision and ministry and work. That I may know Him and the power of His resurrection and the fellowship of His sufferings, being made comfortable unto his death. You know, he is imagining that Christ's obedience, his death on the cross, and his being the first fruit of the resurrection from the dead. Apostle Paul, he is focusing on the way that Christ lived and suffered, so that he can experience the power of the resurrection of God that had worked in the life of Christ. In verse 11, if by any means I might attain unto the resurrection of the dead. If we get the point, his ambition that he will attain when the resurrection of the dead will take place, he is included in that resurrection. Now, Paul is thinking of that. How much we are today, how we need to interact with the scripture and go out from our worldliness and our wrong plans and wrong motives and abide with the scripture is speaking to us, with the plan of God, willing to go through the suffering so that we can attain the resurrection of the dead. And in the book of John, chapter 5, verse 29, John chapter 5, verse 29. We need to attain the resurrection of the dead, that moment. We are full of pain, suffering. Our mind and thought, duties and responsibilities around us, trials and troubles, work of devil, and sometimes we are very confused. But the scriptures will let you know what you need to do, what I need to do, what the church needs to do, so that we'll be at that moment when He will come, we can attain that moment, the resurrection of the dead. He says, and shall come forth, they that have done good unto the resurrection of life, and that they have done evil unto the resurrection of the damnation. So there is two resurrections. The first resurrection is the resurrection of life to those who have done good. So we need really to do what God has assigned for us to do, no other things. Every day, God knows what we are passing through, but in every day there is assignment to do good things. Do it as much as you can. Then you can attain the resurrection of the life. We are not called to program life. We are not called to be sit in the seat of God, but we are called to do our assignment well. Your duty is the good things that God wants you to do. 1, 2, 3, the pending things that the Holy Spirit is reminding you. God will not ask you to do something more than your capabilities, but He will ask you to do things that you can do, and that's your assignment. Let's go to Luke chapter 20. Luke chapter 20, verse 35. And the Lord, they were asking Him about life after death, and He gives them a story. I'm not about the details of the story, but I want to cut one word that Jesus spoke about the resurrection of the dead. Verse 35, He said, but they which shall be accounted worthy to obtain that word and the resurrection from the dead, neither many nor are given in marriage. He's speaking about the Sadducees and speaking to the Sadducees and the Pharisees. But the word that He used here is that those who shall be accounted worthy to obtain that word. So what I understand that I need to be a worthy person before God, then I can be there. That does not mean that what is my past life, but how I am presenting myself today to the Lord. Am I worthy person according to the scriptures and abiding with the will of God and doing the good things that He wants me to do? That is what it counts. Not your abilities, not how much you can do, but the things that you are assigned to do from God, that will qualify you to be a worthy person. And that's what Paul says in Philippians chapter 3 and verse 11, if by any means I might attain unto the resurrection of the dead. So he's preparing all his papers, his work, his agenda, his mind and thought, and what he needs to do so that he can attain the resurrection of the dead. Let's go to Philippians chapter 3 verse 12. Not as thought I had already attained, either were already perfect, but I follow after, that I may apprehend that for which also I am apprehended of Christ Jesus. He said, I'm not yet getting it. So this I understand that this is not only every day, but there's a program I need to go through it. He said, I'm not yet attained it, I'm not already perfect, but I follow after. And you get the point here? Today, there's something God spoke to me, I'm following. am doing it. But I am not yet attaining it. I am not yet perfect. So what do I need to do? I follow. Tomorrow or after a few hours, I don't know what that will reveal. But I am confident myself that I need to follow what you come to tell me I need me to. Not as though I had already attained, either were already perfect, but I follow after. If that I may apprehend, that for which also I am apprehended of Christ Jesus. The 13 brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended. He didn't get it. Yes, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind, and reaching forth unto those things which are before. What you did yesterday good and perfect, that will not help you today. Today also you have to continue the same. Have you got the point? What you did today good, that will can't cover tomorrow or justify your negligence with God also tomorrow. Forgetting what is behind, forgetting living the life of sin, forget abusing the grace of God. Yeah? If God has forgiven you in the past, does not mean that you will abuse His grace today. Don't take advantage of the mercies of God in the past. Fear the Lord and go in the way that He wants you to go. He says, verse 14, I press towards the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. He wants to move quickly towards the mark, the end of the race, and that's where the resurrection of death. Yes, so he is not yet attaining, he is not yet finished. He is ahead of him, there is a journey that he has to walk so that he will reach. Verse 15, but I say again, we are not called to be God, and we are not called to change or program the world. We are just called to do what is our small assignment on daily basis. Don't carry the world over your shoulders. We are not helpers. Yeah. God is carrying it. God gives you assignment that you need to do. Verse 15, let us therefore, as many as be perfect, be thus minded, as in our mind. And if anything ye be otherwise minded, God shall reveal even this unto you. God will reveal things, but keep focus on the target. There is the end line when the Lord will come. Until this time, until that time, we are on duty, and we need to do our assignments well. Nevertheless, verse 16, whereto we have already attained, let us walk by the same rule, let us mind the same thing. Whatever we had attended, let us continue the same, keep marching forward, keep doing the assignment, God will do these things on time. Brethren, be followers together of me, and mark them which walk so as ye have asked for an example. You want to be with the Lord when He will come or no? Okay, if you want to be with the Lord, you must follow the instruction. He say, be followers together of me and those who are following in the right way. They are wrong people. They are temptations. They are people, you know, that they are in the wrong way. When you go with them, you will miss the way. That's why Apostle Paul, you say, follow me, and I say also follow the teaching that I am telling, and follow those who are following the same teaching if you want to attain the resurrection of the dead. Verse 18, for many walk of whom I have told you often, and now tell you even weeping that they are the enemies of the cross of Christ. There are many who are called Christian, who are called the people of God, but they are not following what Christ and the Word of God say. We will not be accused if you will be with them. We will be not justified if you go along with them. That's where the warning of Apostle Paul. Verse 19, whose end is destruction, whose God is their belly, and whose glory is in their shame, who mind everything, pleasures, treasures, and worldliness. Verse 20, for our fear, for our conversation is in heaven. That's our deal. From whence also we look for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. So we are, our conversation in heaven, our communication in heaven. We are not only waiting for Jesus to come, but we are waiting for ourselves to be also there. So we really need to mark our way in a very perfect manner. Who shall change our vile body? Apostle Paul is saying, we have a vile, corruptible body. When Christ will come, what he will do? Who shall change our vile body? Oh, so he's going to change it. So I need to be at his expectation that it may be fashioned like into his glorious body. So when he will come, I will have glorious body fashioned according to the body of Christ. He will take the vileness and he will be the one to change me. So what is my responsibility now towards the Lord? In the book of Romans chapter 7 verse 24, I'll get the point here, we can't make it alone. We really need Christ along the way, and at that moment, I need him to change my vile body. In Romans chapter 7, verse 24, it says, the prayer of Paul, he says, oh wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? Who can take it away, take this vile body with all the flesh and change it to glorified body? That's what we say here. He would take our vile body to be fashioned like into the glorious body. Where we can see the glorious body of Christ in Matthew chapter 17, we must know what the glorious body that we will be when he will come. Have you get the point here? Sometimes we have wrinkles here, we are upset about it. Some people here, no? We have lost our hair because of age. But there is a glorified body awaiting for us. That we should not miss. And when we meditate on such conversation, such communication, then we will understand the promises of God that he has for us, and his promise will push us forward to do his will. In Matthew chapter 17 verse 2 says, and was transfigured when he took them to the mountain. He took two of the disciples with him, John and Peter, and was transfigured before them, and his face did shine as the sun, and his raiment was white as the light. That is the glorified body, that will be configured according to that body. Hallelujah. Yes. Let's go to 2 Ephesians chapter 1 verse 19. How will this one will take place? By his power. And that is where our faith, and how we now need to program our faith and our thought and our conduct in our life so that we will reach that stage. Ephesians chapter 1 verse 19, he says about his power, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power to us Lord who believes, according to the work of his mighty power. When Apostle Paul says that he will take away the our vile body and configure to us a glorified body, we need his mighty power to do such things for us. John chapter 6 verse 44, These scriptures which strengthen us forward here our bodies to combat confusion, to take away discouragement, to deliver us from worldliness, love of material things, and focus on the resurrection of the dead that is awaiting for us. John chapter 6 and verse 44 says, no man can come to me except the Father which has sent me draw him, and I will raise him up at the last day. You see here? He say, I will raise him up at the last day. That's where our faith in God, even with all the weaknesses and the troubles that our bodies and lives surrounding us. But still we have the promise, and we obey the Lord today. We do our assignment well, in spite of all temptations, because He will raise us with Him on the last day. In Matthew chapter 22, verse 29, let's read. Jesus answered and said unto them, you do err, not knowing the scriptures, nor the power of God. And that's what the apostle Paul says, the power of his resurrection. That is the power that is would work in us at that moment, but we have to work it out today. He says there are people, their God is their belly, and their communication, their conversation is on earth. Be away from them, so that you will be qualified for the prize. Romans chapter 1 verse 4. When God raised Christ from the dead, Romans chapter 1 verse 4, it says, and declared to be the Son of God with power according to the Spirit of holiness by the resurrection from the dead. The same power that raised up Jesus from the dead, that same power will raise us from the dead. But we need to follow the steps that God has ordained for us to follow. Hebrews chapter 2 and verse 4. We are called to be conquerors, and as we obey, the Lord will lead us into victory. Hebrews chapter 2 and verse 14 say, for as much then as the children are partakers of the flesh and the blood, he also himself likewise took part of the same. Christ became like us, that through death he might destroy him that has the power of death, that is the devil. As we follow Christ, Christ would destroy the devil who has the power of death. And if we continue to follow Christ, according to 1 Corinthians chapter 15, God will not only destroy the devil, but God also will destroy the death. That is human series. Let's read it. 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and verse 26. Say, the last enemy that shall be destroyed is death. And that's where the power of the resurrection of God in our life. And verse 54. So when this corruption shall have put on incorruption, and this mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the thing that's written, death is swallowed up in victory. Christ will swallow the devil, destroy it, and will swallow also death by the power of his resurrection. That's all it's saying. In Christ alone, we put our trust. That's a treasure. Let us make our conversation in heaven. Let us take away the lies of devil from our mind. Let us take our own plans. Let us take the images that we are seeing every day. Let us replace them with His word and His promises. Lord, I pray, O God, that our hope and trust is in You. You will be the one, O God, to raise us from the dead as we continue to live for You, O God. As for me, I follow after. Lord, the same I follow also after. Every day, Your assignment to me. And Lord, You give us a church. Enable us, O God, that You follow after the assignment that You have for us. Lead us step by step. After brothers are tempted, those are in trouble, devil, I rebuke in the name of Jesus. I have no authority to confuse them. Lord, I pray, deliver them from all lies and temptation of Satan. I rebuke in the name of Jesus. I pray for faith and trust in You, O God, and willingness to go on in the narrow way, O God, in the name of Jesus, that one day and sure will come that we'll meet You in the air in His name. Amen. In Christ alone.
In Christ alone, our hope is found. Oh, my God.
Yes, Lord God. Let your word come through that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings being made comfortable until his death. Let your word come into my life, into the life of my brothers and my sisters, and in the life of your church. Bless us, Lord. Empower us for the days to come to continue to walk, to follow after you in the name of Jesus. Bless us in large words to the Lord. Let your hand with us, keep us, Lord, from harm, so that we not seek him. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Ghost be with us, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen, amen.